In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, as it had been told them. And at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far, our text. It's New Year's Eve, and everyone is about to see in the new year by staying up late and counting down from 10. But then when it's time to put all the Christmas decorations away, we return to our daily routine in life. But in the church, we are reminded that Christmas is not just one day, but extends all the way to the day of Epiphany. So in our gospel lesson for this evening, we continue to hear of the gospel account of Christmas according to St. Luke. In this portion given by St. Luke, the angels have just departed from the manger scene and ascended back to heaven. Then the shepherds have been revealed by God of who this child really is, and they want to go to Bethlehem to see it for themselves. Now, it's important to note that the shepherds weren't skeptically coming to the manger to see if what they heard was true. The shepherds believed that this child was the Christ because they believed by faith revealed to them by God. They came not for confirmation, but out of sheer excitement that what was promised to them. And if you think about it, we would act the same way. For if our Lord Jesus was in the flesh on earth today, we would also want to see it for our own with our own eyes. But they get there, they see the child, and the shepherds proclaim the marvelous things which they have been told as revealed by the Lord. Such marvelous things that are so astonishing that even Mary, who has conceived this child, who had talked to the angel Gabriel concerning this child, even she took up these things the shepherd said and treasured them in her heart. After seeing and hearing all that they had, they went on their journey. They returned home glorifying and praising God for what God has done in this newborn baby. For what was revealed to them by the Lord has now been revealed to them through the facts and realities of a newborn baby in a manger. But there's one more line to this account that can't go unnoticed. And at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the circumcision of our Lord. But it begs the question, why did our Lord need to be circumcised? Circumcision marked the entrance of sinful people into a holy family of God. The cutting of circumcision represented the sin and rebellion against God and cutting it all away. So why is it that our Lord would need to be circumcised? Well, for one, our Lord kept the law perfectly, even if it meant Mary and Joseph bringing him to be circumcised. But our Lord finds himself getting the circumcision that is for sinners because he is there to take sinfulness upon himself. It's the same reason that our Lord is baptized. Our Lord did not need to be baptized because of his sin, but for yours. And so it is on the cross. Jesus did not need to be crucified because of his sin, but for yours. So 8 days after our Lord was born, the baby born of Mary was circumcised, marking the first time he shed his blood for you. Our Lord had already begun to shed his blood for your sins as an 8-day-old baby Savior. The same blood that would come to be spilled out upon the cross, the same blood that would be accounted as a sacrifice to atone for all of your sin. The same blood which we drink at the altar for life and salvation was the same blood that was spilled as an 8-day-old baby. It's at this very moment, when our Lord first spilled His blood at His circumcision, He is called the name given to Him by the angel before He was even conceived in the womb. Jesus. This name means God saves, or God is salvation. So though it was foretold by the angel even before He was conceived, the first time He is called the name Jesus, God saves, isn't until He shed His blood. And that's because the shedding of blood is how the Lord saves. This was the promise given to God's people of old, that God would save His people. But this is also the promise given to you as well. As God's baptized children, by Christ's blood, we are saved from our sin and from the wrath of God. And we rest securely in God's baptismal promise given to us by His word, the promise of forgiveness, life, and salvation. And so, dear saints, as the year 2009 draws to an end, and most people embark on the new year by making resolutions that will die out in about 3 weeks, let the beginning of the new calendar remind us, not of renewed willpower or human effort, but rather of the new life that is given to us in Christ. For our former lives of sin have been washed away, and in Christ, through His word and sacrament, we are given new lives. Lives that continually rejoice in His gifts and delight to do His will. Let this truth reside in us, not only upon a new year, but upon each and every day. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.